Psalm 119, Part 8, Lesson 8, Preface. When we have received the Word of God in an honest and good heart, we must also confess it with the mouth. Neither is it sufficient to make a confession once. We must persevere in the faith and confession of the Word of truth unto our end. If for a while we believe, and in the day of temptation fall away, it is only the worse for us. When the unclean spirit returns and finds the heart swept and no more garnished with the Word of God, then he takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than he, and they dwell in that man, and it is worse with him than before. If a man has experienced the truth and power of God's Word, yet turns again unto unbelief and sin, he loads his soul with twofold guilt. When our Lord Jesus Christ had begun the work of our redemption, he did not again abandon it. He prosecuted it until it was finished. Neither shame nor suffering could turn him from it. So should we persevere in the confession of his word. Neither the ridicule of the world, nor the hatred of the wicked, nor any calamity should draw us away from the word. In great earnestness did Paul write to Timothy, "Thou, O man of God, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Oh, that our hearts were filled with ever-growing love to the Word of God, that we joyously join in with David in the 8th lesson of the 119th Psalm, saying, Samech, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield, I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evil doers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation, and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Summary. The first part of this text teaches that bodily health and strength without the Word of God are vanity. Though a strong and healthy body is one of our best earthly possessions, yet it is not so precious as to attract the favor of God, for he taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. And how often is health and strength suddenly lost? Today red, tomorrow dead. Today healthy, tomorrow sickly. Now those without the Word of God are without true comfort in sickness and death, but he that has the Word of Christ has a sure stay, a staff that will not break, and it will be his light even when he must sit in darkness. The second part teaches that all earthly defense and security without the Word of God is vanity. Though a man be enclosed by steel locks and iron doors, protected by mighty monarchs, surrounded by valiant warriors, guarded by loving friends, yet he cannot secure himself against sin, against Satan, against death, or avenging justice without the Word of God. Alone, the Word of God furnishes the armor in which we can stand and triumph in the day of battle. Prayer. O grant that in thy holy word we here may live and die, dear Lord, And when our journey endeth here, receive us into glory there. Amen.